This is Sunday Satsang, January 2nd, 2024. First part, we're discussing Tasting Bhakti Ras in Manjibhav Sadhana, reading from a book by Kundrihari Das Babaji, who is the guru of Ananta Das Babaji Maharaj. The book is called Manjari Sru Nirupan, which is based on Raghavarma and Chandrika, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and commentaries of Lord Govindanath, some Bengali Brahmin, who is a Nityananda Vamsa Acharya, I believe, and great Rasik Vaishnava. So the combined writings and teachings, Radhakrishna Goswami is his name, Radhakrishna Goswami. So he combined the teachings of Vishwanath Rupa Goswami and Radhakrishna Goswami, made an overview of Manjibhav Sadhana. Basically, a summary of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Raghavarma and Chandrika. And the commentaries of Radhakrishna Goswami. So we're reading selected parts of this book. So he's talking about the mood of the Manjaris. It's the highest mood of love. It's called Samartha Rati. The word Samartha, Artha means value, objective, wealth. It's the most valuable form of love. Samartha Rati is the Rati of Radharani Govisa Vrindavan. Samartha. Complete Artha, all the benefit, all the wealth, all the value, all the objective of their life is Krishna's pleasure. Prem Vichai, Sri Krishna. He says, Kundrihari Babaji Maharaj says, the Manjaris are Sakis of Radharani who follow her exclusively. The Manjaris are in the category of Nitya Sakis and Pran Sakis. They desire to directly desire to engage in the service of Radha and Krishna, like the Nitya Siddha Manjaris. This is the sadhana, sadhakas. The Manjaris expertly serve Radha Krishna in the kunjas of Vrindavan without desiring anything else. That's pretty high level of attainment. They don't have any other desire than to save Radha Krishna. So we have a lot of desires to get rid of. But by fixing our heart and mind on one desire to serve Radha Krishna, kunjas of Vrindavan, all the other desires will be destroyed by that bhakti bhajan. And the Manjaris want to expertly serve Radha Krishna like Rupa Goswami, a Rupa Manjari. She is a chief Manjari. So the sadhaka Manjaris, the sadhakas, the Manjari Bhav, they desire intensely for the Govi Bhav possessed by Sri Rupa Manjari. And there's five expressions of this Bhav, five types of practice that one does to become a Manjari. And it's one always is very attached to hear Hari Katha about Radha and Krishna and the Manjaris. And the second thing, we should always see the beautiful forms of Krishna and Radharani and the Gopis. So many sadhakas, sadhis and sadhars in their bhajan kutiras, they have so many pictures on the walls. So many pictures of Radha Krishna, Chua Lila, Javakali, and Van Bihar and Bhajan or Kunja Lila, swinging Holy Lila, so many waters, Javakali, so many pastimes are there. They have them all paintings on all the walls. And occasionally, some sadhus inside their kutir, there is one sadhu, Babaji Radhakund, lived here a long time. Now he's living in Bhagavad Nivas, Vrindavan. His name is a kitchen das Baba. And in his coat here, it was all pictures of sodders. Hundreds of sodders, little photos. Oh my God. So I went in there once, I saw ISKCON Srila Prabhupada. I thought, it was supposed to be all Bhavati. Swami Charadas Bhavati, Kriva Siddhartha's Bhavati, this Bhavati, that Bhavati. Swami, it's a Sikh Goswami, very famous, Siddha Krishna's Bhavati, Jai Krishna's Bhavati, all big famous, Siddha Bhavati, Madhusudana's Bhavati, Siddhamana Sudanas, Jagannathas Babaji, Gorgeshwaras Babaji, all big sinners. And had Prabhupada there also, ISKCON Prabhupada. Anyway, I said, oh yes, he's also a big sinner. Yeah, he was, you know, his kitchen, so he appreciated everyone. But mostly, usually, sinners and sadhus have pictures of Radhakrishna. So to see in the forms all the time, internally, externally, is one form of bhajan. And third thing is, third practice of Manjari Vasan, Kundalini Babaji says, we should serve Radha Krishna. In our external sadhguru, we should serve root forms, smritis of Radha Krishna. We should have Govardhan Shiva or Radha Krishna Murtis and serve them externally. And we should serve in our Manasa Chintadeya, our mentally conceived Chintadeya. That's called Manasi Seva. And we should live in Vrajadam, Mathura Vasa's Thai. We should live in Mathura Manda, Radhika and Vrindavan. So he says, attachment to hearing topics about Radha Krishna is a primary means of bhajan. Because just this one form of practice is completely capable of bringing one to the perfection of prema. Then he cites Bhakti Sandarbha 304. He says, Kevala Abhiman Matra Siddhi Bhavati. Only by having the Abhiman, that I am Narayan Das, I am Krishna Das, or Radha Dasi, by having an Abhiman, you can attain Siddhi. This is Bhakti Sandarbha 304. He quotes it here. He said, even without strong bhajan, even if one doesn't do heavy bhajan practice, one has the Abhiman. Abhiman means mentality. Abhiman, matra Abhiman, Siddhi Bhavati. Just we always maintain a mentality. I have a Sura Rarani, a Sura Tulsi Manjari, a Sura Rupa Manjari. I have a Manjari Sru, my Seva is this, and I serve them throughout the day and night. And always thinking and acting like that, you can attain perfection. It's one simply believes with all sincerity that one is the servant of Krishna, that self-identification, which is Abhiman, will give one for all perfection. So what do the Manjaris think of themselves? The Manjaris, they consider themselves to be handmaidens of Radharani. Radharani is the sole proprietor of their lives and hearts. In other words, Radharani owns our hearts, Radharani owns our lives. Therefore, the best practice to achieve the mode of intense greed and love for serving Radha Krishna is to be enthusiastic to hear topics which cultivate the sense of identification. In other words, hear topics about where the Manjaris were described, where the Manjaris Sevas were described, Manjaris forms were described, Manjaris moods were described. They're described in Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Vrindavan Vrindavan Mahamrita, Rara Sunidhi, Vilokya Sumandri, Savava, Soma. These books are very conducive for developing the Abhiman and the identity of a Manjari. In other words, Kundalini Babaji Maharaj is saying, when everyone thinks of that love of Radha Krishna, remembers about it, one becomes affected by regularly hearing and chanting and meditating on the affection of the Manjaris, such as Rupa, Tulsi, Rati. The half for one another and their various activities fills them with a great thirst for seva. So it says, it's very important when we're reading about Krishna and Manjaris and doing seva, because Babaji is saying we should remember how the mood and love they have for each other, how they're treating each other, how they're dealing with each other. We should hear and chant, meditate on the affection the Manjaris, Rupa and Tulsi show for each other, and their various sevas, and their great thirst, their great enthusiasm and thirst for seva. What will happen by that? A desire will awaken in the sadhaka to serve in the same spirit. This will gradually transform into an intense longing to attain seva and intimacy with Rupa Tulsi Manjari. Because now they seem like they're very far away. Who is Rupa Manjari? Who is Tulsi Manjari? Well, we always hear about them, read about them, remember them and pray to them, they come closer to us. They move closer to us. Because we attract them by our attention. You're thinking of me, I'm thinking of you. There's a lot of talk on the internet about power of power of getting what you want or something like that. You know, project your mind. I want this, I want that. Money, husband, wife, whatever. So we're projecting our thoughts and our heart to the spiritual world. So they're going to pick up on it and respond. That's what he's saying, that's an experience also. Over and over, repeatedly one should hear and mentally cultivate the spirit of the Manjaris. By the adhikar, have the ability to do intimate service to Radha Krishna. As one hears and reads constantly about the moods and seva of the Manjaris, they will become, the mind of the sadhaka will become absorbed. It's like all these Indian books, they repeat the point 20 times. 200 times, there were 2 pages. That's one distinctive quality of Indian writing. They say the same point over and over again for like 10 pages. Western writers, they write the point once and then go to the second point. But, you know, it's a good point, but sometimes Western readers get like, okay, I'm ready. But this is the nature of Indian books, I found. I've read Indian books for 50 years, so it's an obvious difference. Anyways, it's worth repeating. So by hearing over and over again, intense greed and longing will take shape in a prayer. I only desire this kind of seva. Sangha Swami called the seva Radharani the most ultimate object of spiritual practice. What did I say? Sanat Goswami.
Goswami say that the seva of Radharani is the ultimate
spiritual perfection. Right, very good. She's right, Shruti Dari. Here's a good. So the Goswamis wrote books on rasa, so sadhakas would have books to help them quickly develop intense longing for the seva of Radha Krishna. That's page 106. Now, all of my good stuff is there, but I'll just give you page 112. You gotta understand why I'm doing that. Well, I think I'm 1 point single around the universe. So, that could be pretty Siddhartha, Jiva Goswami. Pretty Siddhartha, Anuchet number 10. He talks about the Siddhartha as spiritual body. Basically, the summary of the Pretty Siddhartha, this section, Anuchet 10, he says, for every liberated soul, there's one form of Krishna and one form of your one spiritual body. So what does that mean? That Krishna expands himself into one form of Krishna, with every single liberated soul. So not only one Krishna, but Varahari, one group of Asasakis, Asamandris, Asumasakis, Yogamaya Purvas, the whole entourage that's there for you. And one spiritual world called Bhagavati Dham. Bhagavati Kund. Vrindavika Kund. You got your whole gang there. Your guru Saki, all your guru Saki there. Sashi Saki. So, here's what he says. In the spiritual world, Krishna has unlimited spiritual forms, all are expressions of himself, illuminating the spiritual world. With each one of these forms, Krishna enjoys pastimes with one individual liberated soul. It's honor shade number 10, Pretty Sonora, Jiva Goswami. It's very significant. And everybody says, if I ask you, you have a garage, I buy a garage. She has her garage. She has her garage. I buy a garage. She has her garage. Have you seen my garage? Oh, your garage don't. My garage. So it's the same thing there, there's one spiritual world for you. That's what you want, isn't it? Usually they have some part-time friends, but they're basically having with themselves and God. Being God is good. Everybody else is an adjustment. Awkward adjustment. These liberated souls have spiritual bodies exactly like Krishna. In the spiritual world, there are a limited number of forms, all suitable for serving Krishna. Each spiritual form is eternal, full of consciousness and bliss. They are the very life of the spiritual world. These unlimited spiritual bodies are perfected forms of sadhana siddhas who are awarded to an individual when they attain liberation. These spiritual bodies are eternal, for they exist even before the liberated souls enter them, and they also exist to continue eternally ever after. Prior to the entry of a liberated soul, these spiritual bodies are in an inactive state. This is a little hard to figure out, it's a little inconceivable. And everything is active in the spiritual world. Most acharyas and commentators of Pretty Sundarva, including Jiva, they say their spiritual bodies are there. They're like, it says they're like flowers. One acharya said they're like flowers decorating an altar. And you see an altar has beautiful flowers, fresh flowers. They enhance the beauty of Radha Krishna. They enhance the world beauty. But they're not very active. So the spiritual bodies are there. Well, that's pretty, they're like, sometimes they have Utsamurtis in different temples in Vrindavan. Like Radha Shamasundar, the old Radha Shamasundar. Or Bhakavihara, they bring on Sakhi, Murtis of Sakhis. Put them on the altar. That's a Sakhi. So it's nice, but they're just statues. So that's what they say, they're like statues. They're beautifying your spiritual world. Well, you have a question?
Well, could they be napping?
They would be inactive and
beautifying the landscape, even if they
were napping, right? Yeah, that's where I could
fly.
Maybe shaking down.
And this could be their dream,
I don't know. It's this, you know, whatever you want to say, sleeping, napping, frozen scene. I have the impression they're busy. Because this is not, it's not really anything specifically said. Everyone uses different ideas. They're there. They're the spiritual world. That we can prove from Bhagavatam. There's eight circumstances in Bhagavatam where Vishnu brought spiritual body from the spiritual world. To Narayana, Gajendra, Yayati, Dhruva Maharaj, Jamil, so many personalities Vishnu brought spiritual body gave to him. So they're there. They're napping, sleeping, dancing, frozen. Your service is chain running feet, so you just hold your feet for eternity. Then you get there, you start spinning. I don't know. This is what is described. The main idea, this is a particular, are they moving or not moving? The main thing we can draw from this is there is such a thing as a spiritual world. And there is such a thing as spiritual body, and one of them is mine. Which one? It doesn't have your name on it yet. It's not that specific. They're generic spiritual body. That's why one Charlie said, they're like new cars and a car dealer. You go to a Honda car shop, car Ducon. Show me Honda cars over there, Hyundai or whatever, Suzuki. Say, I want that one. You pay money, get the key, drive away. But until you pay the money, until you get there, you don't know which car is going to be yours. It's because somebody asked me, is your own body there reserved? There's a ticket on the body. Reserve for Bhavati Dasi. Expiry date, open. We don't know when she's going to come. Next Friday, 2028. She'll pick up her car before 2028. But nobody knows, though. It's not like that. They're just there. They're up for grabs, you know, okay? You can go take one. Somebody was he's over here. Somebody was in red dress here. And you go to a dress shop, you pick up the dress you like, you know? So you have your symphony sheet. You know, red dress is here, you got that. Red dress, gold skin. orange, rubies, diamonds, emeralds, pearls. Okay, rubies, diamonds. It's your name. Yeah, well, that's me. You're being gay. I'm you. I'm glad to meet you. I've been trying to meet you for 1,000 years. Oh, what's taking so long, man? You're slow. So they just start going. You have to think what's it gonna be like. What's the point of me? When me finally meets me. Not me who I thought I was me. Me the real me. Okay. And Sri Devi Saraswati, yeah. I've been thinking about you for a long time. I'm you, man. Don't love me. You're me. When an individual becomes qualified for Krishna's direct seva by the grace of Bhakti Devi, then Krishna gives a person that spiritual body. Then he talks about Sivranali and all that system, Guru gives the spiritual body, all that stuff. Everyone knows about that. A spiritual master knows his disciples' transcendental identification through the power of meditation. It reveals it to the sadhaka as a form in which Krishna will accept the sadhaka. When the soul meditates on the transcendental lilas of Krishna through identifying with that spiritual body, mentally serves Radha Krishna in that body, then gradually one's absorption in identification with the material body is gradually reduced. The was me becomes the is me. This was me becomes this is me. Was me, Valentino Vespucci. Valentina, whatever, becomes ta 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 ta. So the was me becomes is me. I was, I am. Gradually it comes. Dharam Das says that which you think about during your sadhana becomes your city. It's only a question of raw, kacha and paka. City means paka, ripe fruit. Until one comes to prema, level prema, one does not actually perceive the citadel. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in his commentary Ujjvalila Mani. When a sadhaka comes in any future lifetime, comes to the platform of prema, they will become clearly qualified to serve Radha Krishna. It is only then they will achieve a spiritual body qualified to serve Radha Krishna. Then he describes the experience of really the level of prema. When one finally attains Krishna prema, one becomes completely absorbed in the anxiety of desire. What did I say?
When we attain Krishna prema, we become completely absorbed in the anxiety of desire.
Nice. Desire for what?
To attain the seva of Radha Krishna in the kingdom of Vrindavan, to realize the seva.
That's generic answer. What's the specific answer?
That to serve in Astakadya Lila in our specific.
That's not specific. Give me a specific answer.
To serve Radharani in my specific
study. Do your really religious say, first religious say. That's our handle. That's our key. Same is the key to the spiritual world. No key, no seva, no entry. No submission, no permission. No permission, no admission. So the key is seva. So everyone has to seva. So we think of that time of death, then Hey, what are you doing here? What are you going to do here? I don't know. Eat robber son? Get out of here. We have so many monkeys here doing that. So many monkeys in Vrindavan eating robber son. You going to be another monkey? No, I have to do this. I have to do this too. Okay, okay. Oh, go inside, hurry up. Too late. Go to such and such cringe. At 12:45, you have to put paint on Rarani's feet. She's going out of Radhakund. All the paint on her feet will wipe out. Wipe out her feet. She'll be out at 1:45. You have 10 minutes. Get going. Okay. Where's my kid? There's my brushes and collar and black tie. So we'll be completely absorbed in anxiety or desire, even though one has not attained to sneha levels of frame.
Sneha mana pranaya raga bhava mahabhava.
Rag arag bhava mahabhava. Moda nakya mana nakya. Thank you. At that time, at the end, when the sonic gets out the body at the level frame, Krishna himself and his eternal associates will give direct darshan to the sonic, as well as opportunity to engage in direct service. Only once, even if only once in a dream. So, what will happen? Before one leaves his body or her body, to have a dream of seeing Radha Krishna in their own citadel doing Nitya Seva, or they'll have a direct smriti, external vision, or sexual darshan. I met Babaji Amasi Ganga, who is my friend. He had such an experience in a dream. 4 days before he left his body, Radharani came to his dream and he saw his citadel and his guru citadel, Radharani. Then Krishna gets the spiritual body of a gopi, just like a spiritual body was given to Narada Muni at the time of death. That spiritual body that one gets at the time of death appears in the womb of a gopi Vrindavan, Bhava Vrindavan. Then in that spiritual body and Bhava Vrindavan, Prakat Lila of Krishna, that Sakhi Manjari passes through the stages of Sneha Man Pranaya Rag Arag Bhava Mahabha. Narottam Das Thakur prays, when will I take birth as a daughter in the house of Ahira Gopa? I will be married in the village of Yavet. Whenever this is Narottam Das's prasna, whenever a practitioner Raghunath Bhakti attains frame, one goes and takes birth in a world of gopi in some material universe where Krishna activities are being performed. This particular idea of taking birth from a world of gopi is the contribution of Vishnu Chakravarti. Before Vishnu Chakravarti's time, which was 1680 to 1715 20, this time, six Goswamis were writing that when you attain prema in Sadhguru, the Sadhguru attain prema, then you leave this body, you go directly to the universe where Krishna's Prakatlila is taken. I mean, you go directly to the spiritual world. Like Narada Muni. Narada Muni in Bhagavatam, when he died, he got a spiritual body, entered Vishnu's Lila. He didn't take birth somewhere. But Vishnath in Raghavagava Chandrika, he introduced the idea a stopover. First you go to material universe where Prakavya is going on. Take birth from a gobi and then grow up as a baby gobi, little girl gobi, and then become a full teenage gobi. And then when Krishna leaves that material universe, you go to the spiritual world. But the Goswamis don't say that. They say you attain prema. When you die, you immediately go to this Panchabodhi Gadeya, you get a sit there, and go directly to the spiritual world. So, what do we say? My guru said we follow Vishwan Chagavati. But in my heart of hearts, a whole different idea. But I accept what my guru said, because that's where Nanda says that, everyone says that. Stopover theory. But the Goswamis say go direct. Anyway, it doesn't matter. you're with Krishna in Boma Vrindavan or Prakat Vrindavan or Afrika Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Vrindavan. Even though Chaitanya said, the Dada Jana, the Sundaram, Kavitam Vajadish, Kami, Mama Jamai Jamai Shri, Bhavatan Bhaktaradhiki. I don't care where I am, as long as I can surround Krishna. Because if I'm Sri Radha Krishna, I'm Vrindavan, I'm good. Like people say, how are you? I'm good, I'm good, you're good, I'm good. So we're Sri Radha Krishna, we're all good. I'm good, you're good, we're all good. So that's all we're going to read today from this Manjari Bhav Sadhana. This discussion about Manjari's spiritual body. Oh, I didn't.